When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls. Whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still. That is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Madame Dragon ran a school many moons ago. She taught young dragons all the things that dragons need to know. Zog, the biggest dragon, was the keenest one by far. He tried his hardest every day to win a golden star. All the dragons in year one were learning how to fly.
"Hi," said Madame Dragon, "way up in the sky. Now that you've been shown, you can practice on your own, and you'll all be expert flyers by the time you're fully grown."
Zog went off to practice, flying fast and free. He soared and swooped and looped the loop, then crashed into a tree. Laura and I, we don't often get a chance to go out and just go over things. I mean, she's so very busy. I mean, well, in fairness, she is up to her eyes. I guess that's what I get for having such a bright and creative daughter. Anyway, last Tuesday, she invited me out for coffee, and we had a wonderful time.
"Hurry, hurry, hurry, step right up. Come see Big Bob's Big Top. Beyond this curtain lies an unbelievable, unsurpassable, incredible treasure trove that's ginormous, gigantic, and supersized.